was prairie country. There never was wood. We burned corn cobs mostly.
What did you use to start your fire?
That person.
Just soak your fire?
Yeah. So everybody had a tin can that would hold 3 or 4 corn cobs. Filled it about half full of kerosene and dropped your cobs in there. Mm-hmm. Put in about 2 of those under your wood, and boy, you took off. It was really quick acting.
Oh, those are handy things. Use them to plug a jug or start a fire.
Yes, we don't have any of them anymore. I miss the corn cobs. They were always our ammunition to fight with.
You mean a bunch of children?
Yeah. Oh, I know you could wet a corn cob, drop it down in some water, and land it across somebody's face, and they remembered for weeks that you'd hit them. It would raise a blister.
How'd you get rid of your smoke from your stove?
Well, we had the stove pipes.
Did it just go up and then run out the wall, or?
No, usually when up through the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
The ones that went through the wall were not very good. They didn't draw very well.
Uh-huh.
And lots of times if the smoke happened to be, the wind happened to be in that direction, they blew the smoke back into the house if they didn't go straight up. That makes me think, Paul, there's the old chimney that's still on the house out there has a barn owl nesting in it. Is that the kind of owl you were interested in? The ones I call the monkey face? Well,
Is this a big owl or a little owl?
Well, he's a medium-sized owl. Get the book in there on the birds, and you can find what it says about them. I didn't know too much about owls. We have a bookmobile just now, which we are this summer, but we for the first time, and we really are enjoying it a lot.
Oh, I'll bet. Those are wonderful things.
I picked up
those. Do they come right around here or just go into Amber?
Just into Amber. We have to meet them there. Uh-huh. Oh boy, such a joy to get a armful of good books once a month.
What did you call that part on your stove that was down toward the bottom but that projected out into the room? So that if anything fell down, it wouldn't fall on the floor.
Well, I think there were several names for that. Ash pan was one. Not all the stoves had it. That was mostly on the cook stoves that had that.
This was on the outside?
Yeah, it's on the outside. And your grate that held your fire was up here.
Uh-huh.
Then you could take your poker and rake out the ashes and things down into this little apron here in front. Apron, I guess, was another name they called it. And then that was, you took a little metal shovel that you had and dipped up your ashes and put them in the ash bucket and carried them out.
Do you use those for anything?
What?
Do you use those for anything?
Not much of anything. The men always liked to have plenty of wood ashes when they butchered hogs, to put in the scalding water to make the hair. And we did use them to make lye with, to make soap. We had.
Did you do anything else with the lye? Put it on corn? Or?
Well, no, I don't believe we ever did. I think we always make hominy. We bought the lye. We made lots of hominy because that was something that, you know, we couldn't can in those early days because we didn't have anything that had it high enough temperature. But late in the fall, through the winter, we could make hominy and it would keep for during cold weather.
What do you do there? Just mix that with water and pour it in on the corn?
A certain amount of.